Welcome back to DNB College. Today we're building something really useful for modern drum and bass production, a jungle pad drift. Think of it as a vocal-based atmospheric layer that doesn't just sit on top of the track, but actually leans with the groove. It breathes with the break, it pushes and pulls around the snare, and it gives your arrangement that haunted, expensive, musical feeling without clogging the mix. This kind of sound is perfect under a drop, across a breakdown into the drop, or in a second drop, where you want tension and movement without stealing space from the drums and bass. In jungle, rollers, darker liquid, and atmospheric halftime to DNB hybrids, this is the kind of layer that can make the whole tune feel deeper and more alive. The key idea here is simple: create movement without smearing the pocket. You want the pad to feel rhythmic and emotional, but still tight enough to survive on a club system. So let's build it from the ground up. Start with the right vocal source. You do not want a busy lyric here. You want a vocal phrase with tone, vowels, breath, or a resonant syllable like ah, oh, or mm. Something with harmonic content that can become texture. Drag that into an audio track and trim it down to the most useful part. If the phrase is too consonant heavy, it's going to fight you later with clicks and unwanted rhythm. What to listen for here is a vocal fragment that already has a stable pitch center and a natural tail. If it sounds pad-like before you even process it, you're on the right track. Now warp it so it sits with your project tempo. You are not trying to make it behave like a clean pop vocal. You want it to become a malleable bed. Loop a short part of the phrase, maybe half a bar to two bars, and make sure the loop points feel musical. If the sample is longer, find the most resonant part and build a sustain out of that. A really useful habit here is to place the strongest vowel somewhere that feels right against the groove, not necessarily perfectly on the grid. That little bit of placement makes the final pad feel intentional instead of accidental. Now let's shape it into a pad with stock Ableton devices. A solid starting chain is EQ8, auto filter, saturator, reverb, and utility. First, high pass with EQ8 so the pad stays out of the sub lane. Usually somewhere around 120 to 220 Hz is a good starting point, depending on the vocal. If there is a nasal buildup, dip a little around 800 Hz to 1.5 kHz. If it feels harsh, tame the 3 to 5 kHz range a bit. Then use auto filter to soften the source. A low pass around 4 to 10 kHz is a good place to begin. That keeps the voice mysterious and gives you room to automate later. If it starts to feel too obvious, close it down a bit more. Add saturator with light drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, just enough to thicken the body and make the texture translate on smaller speakers. Then add reverb with a controlled decay, maybe around 1.5 to 4 seconds. You want space, not fog. Finally, keep utility ready so you can manage width and mono compatibility later. Why this works in DNB is because the vocal gives you emotion, but the filtering, saturation, and reverb turn it into a real atmospheric bed that can live behind fast drums without feeling like a separate ambient track pasted on top. Now comes the core move. Groove pool. Drag a groove into the groove pool and apply it to the vocal clip. For a jungle pad drift, you want a groove with some human swing, but not so much that it stops locking to the drums. If your break already has strong swing, go lighter on the pad. You want the pad to complement the pocket, not copy it. Start with groove amount somewhere around 40 to 70%. Then listen in context. If the pad feels stiff, push it a little more. If it starts to feel late in a way that weakens the groove, pull it back. What to listen for is whether the pad breathes around the snare and the break accents instead of sitting like a static wash. That's the magic. The pad should feel like it's leaning with the beat, not fighting it. At this point, make a creative decision. You can go with a tighter ghost pad or a looser drifting pad. If you want a tighter ghost pad, keep the groove lighter, keep the clip shorter, and stay a little darker with the filter and reverb. That's great for rollers, technical jungle, or sections where the drums and bass need to stay front and center. If you want a looser drifting pad, push the groove a little more, let the reverb breathe, and open the filter more over time. That works beautifully for intros, breakdowns, and darker second drop tension beds. It feels like the track is moving through smoke. Next, give the pad some actual arrangement movement. Don't leave it as a static loop. Automate the filter cutoff across 4 or 8 bars so it opens gradually. You could move from around 3 to 5 kHz up to 8 to 12 kHz over a phrase. Bring up the reverb slightly in transitions, then pull it back for the drop. You can even add a subtle swell into the pre-drop. If you want extra width and motion, duplicate the pad and nudge one copy slightly late by a few milliseconds, then keep it quieter. That creates a drifting stereo impression, without making the core unstable. Just be careful not to overdo it. Now check the pad against the drums and bass, not in solo. This is where a lot of good sounds get exposed. The pad should not blur the snare crack, and it should not sit in the same middle area as the break's important ghost notes. If it's too dense around 1 to 4 kHz, the groove gets cloudy. If it's too low, it competes with the bass. A simple test is to mute the drums and bass for a second, then bring them back. If the groove suddenly feels deeper and more cinematic, the pad is supporting the tune. If the drums feel smaller or softer when the pad comes in, the pad is too heavy. Keep an eye on mono as well. Wide low mid vocal haze can collapse badly on a club system, so use utility to keep the center solid. Let the width live more in the reverb and the airy top end, not in the essential body of the sound. If the pad feels too clean, add a second layer. Duplicate the track or create a separate version and process it a little more aggressively. You could use saturator a bit harder, maybe 3 to 6 dB, and then EQ out the harshest area around 2 to 4 kHz. A little corpus or redux can work too, but keep it subtle. This layer is there for grit and density, not for attention. If the sample is already rough, you may not need extra distortion at all. Sometimes just a darker filter and more space is enough. More grit is not always better in DNB. The drums already carry plenty of aggression. A really important habit here is to think in bars, not loops. Let the pad change over time. Maybe bars 1 to 4 are filtered and restrained, bars 5 to 8 open up a bit, and then the pad thins out right before the drop. That gives the arrangement a real narrative, and honestly, that's what makes this technique feel pro. Bay atmosphere is not just decoration, it's part of the arrangement language. Here's another useful coach note. Print the result once it feels good. Freeze it, flatten it, resample it, commit it. Vocal pads are easy to overwork, because every tiny change sounds interesting. But tracks move faster when you stop tweaking and start arranging. If the pad already gives you the emotional lane you need, bounce it and treat it like audio. What to listen for in the final version is whether the pad still sounds musical when the drums are playing. It should support the snare, not hide it. It should add depth, not mud. And even in mono, it should hold together with a solid center. If you want to go darker and heavier, keep the low mids controlled but not sterilized. A little body around 250 to 600 Hz can make the pad feel haunted and weighty. Just don't let it become boxy. And if the reverb is too bright or too long, it will smear the drop, so keep that under control. For arrangement, use the pad to define the section. A filtered spacious version for the intro, a slightly more rhythmic version in the build, a tighter one under the drop, and then maybe a rougher or wider version for the second drop. That contrast makes the arrangement feel like it's developing, not just looping. And if you really want the drop to hit harder, let the pad disappear a little right before the impact. That tiny bit of space can make the downbeat feel way bigger. In club music, subtraction is power. So to recap, choose a vocal with tone, trim it to something vowel heavy, warp it into a stable loop, shape it with EQ, filter, saturation, and reverb, then use groove pool to give it that jungle drift. Keep the low end clear, keep the center stable, and let the motion serve the groove instead of fighting it. When it's working, the pad won't just sit there. It will make the drums feel deeper and the drop feel more alive. Now take the 15-minute practice challenge. Build a 4-bar jungle pad drift using one vocal sample, one groove pool groove, and only stock Ableton devices. High-pass it, automate at least one movement, and make sure it still feels musical with the break running underneath. If you want to push further, do the homework version too. Make two contrasting 4-bar pad drifts from the same vocal source. One darker and narrower for tension, one wider or more aggressive for the second drop. Same source, different job. That's the mindset. One sound, multiple roles, all serving the record. Co-make it breathe.